Track 9, Celebrity Spotlight. Maggie's here now to tell us about a much-loved entertainer from yesteryear who's still going strong at the age of 89. Who is it, Maggie?
Have you heard of the British entertainer Sir Thomas Hicks? Well, step back to the mid-50s as we hear about Britain's first teen idol and rock and roll star.
Once upon a time there was a little white boy, very sad because he was a little white boy.
Little white boy.
All the black bulls called him a coward just cause he was white. Only black bulls go to the bull ring, only black bulls fight. When he asked his mama if a
little white boy
ever had a chance of turning black, his mama said, "You silly little bull, you're a pretty little bull, you're my little bull, so please don't ask me why, little bull, you just ain't black."
That's right. Bermondsey-born Tommy Steele became an international star with a clean-cut image and top hit records and several films under his belt before the 60s took off. He dreamt of being a star performer after his parents took him to the London Palladium, but didn't think you could be English and be a star. In 1952, at the age of 15, Steele joined the Merchant Navy, working on the Cunard Line. Whilst working as a merchant seaman, Steele learnt to play guitar and began performing country and calypso music, inspired most by Hank Williams. On shore leave in summer 1956, Steele met writer Lionel Bart and actor Mike Pratt at a Soho party. The trio began writing together and formed a loose band, the Cavemen. Steele began playing in Soho bars, including Blue Suede Shoes and Heartbreak Hotel, alongside country songs in his set. A performance was seen by John Kennedy, a photographer and publicity man, who got Steele a deal with record company Decca. Within weeks, Steele was heading variety bills.
Love a girl right off her feet. You know the lyric writers never lied. Where they got the same story, I rock with a caveman. Roll with a caveman. Shake with the caveman. Break with the caveman. Oh boy, make with the caveman. Style of tights, dynamite, a whole.
His first single, Rock with the Caveman, was one of the first British rock and roll hits, reaching number 13 on the UK singles chart in November 1956. He promoted the single with his first television appearance on bandleader Jack Payne's BBC series Off the Road and quickly became a national teen idol. Steele's success saw him dubbed Britain's Elvis, though his appeal has been characterised as less provocative than Presley's. Variety reviewed a concert and wrote, "Blonde kid with tousled flapping hair has infectious toothy grin and natural style that endears him to mums and dads as well as to the Jews and Moppets." His first album, Tommy Steele's Stage Show, was recorded at a London concert the night before his 20th birthday and issued in March 1957. Only a few months after his first chart presence, the singer was filming his life story, The Tommy Steele Story, 1957, featured 12 new songs written hastily by Steele, Bart and Pratt that expanded the singer's repertoire to incorporate ballads and calypso music. The film's soundtrack was the first UK number one album by a British act, and the hit single, A Handful of Songs, received the 1958 Ivor Novello Award for Most Outstanding Song of the Year, musically and lyrically. Steele topped the bill at the Royal Variety performance at the London Palladium in November 1957. Steele starred in a dual role in his second film vehicle, The Duke Wore Jeans, released in March 1958. The film's soundtrack topped the UK albums chart. He was the subject of This Is Your Life in 1958, when he was surprised by Eamon Andrews, and later that year, He was hospitalised for being mobbed by fans at a concert at Cairn Hotel in Dundee, having had his right arm hurt, chunks of his hair pulled out and his shirt ripped off. Steele subsequently largely withdrew from performing concerts and increasingly worked in the theatre. He continued to record rock and roll over 1958 and 1959, finding chart success with covers of US hits including Come On, Let's Go and Tallahassee Lassie. In August 1959, Steele undertook a three-day concert visit to Moscow, where the Tommy Steele story was screened at the Kremlin. In his first colour film, Tommy the Toreador, 1959, Steele proved a real, true Danny Kaye, according to its cinematographer, Gilbert Taylor. A hit single from the film, Little White Bull, became a children's favourite after it was released in aid of Cancer Research Unit for Children. Tommy Steele married Anne Donoghue in 1960, and they had one daughter. Throughout the 1960s, Steele took to the stage of the Old Vic and the West End with performances in She Stoops to Conquer and as Hans Christian Andersen, another Danny Kaye reference, on film he recreated his London and Broadway stage role in Half a Sixpence and starred in The Happiest Millionaire and Finian's Rainbow. Flitting between stage and TV in the 1970s, Steele could be found in his own show, Meet Me in London, a TV movie version of Gilbert and Sullivan's The Yeoman of the Guard. And in 1983, Steele directed and starred in the West End stage production of Singing in the Rain at the London Palladium. On the 7th of November 2019, Steele was awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award by the British Music Hall Society at a celebratory luncheon in Mayfair's Lansdowne Club. Those paying tribute to his then 63 years and 2 days in show business included Tim Rice, Wynne Calvin and Bill Kenwright. He's a renowned sculptor, painter and author, providing online entertainments during the COVID-19 pandemic. In the 1979 New Year's Honours list, Steele was appointed an Officer of the Order of the British Empire, OBE, for his work as an entertainer and actor. He was knighted in 2020 birthday honours for services to entertainment and charity, and Tommy Steele, or Sir Thomas Hicks, is alive and well and continuing to write and be creative.
Oh, Nick Flashbang, what a picture, click, what a picture, what a photograph.
Poor young chap, what a night he spent, tights all torn and his rapier bent. Clap hands, stamp your feet, banging on the big bass drum. What a picture, rum-tiggy, um-bum-bum-bum-bum.
See it in your family album.
Oh, Nick Flashbang, what a picture, click, what a picture, what a photograph.
Poor young chap, what a night he spent, tights all torn and his rapier bent. Clap hands, stamp your feet, banging on the big bass drum.
What a picture, rum-tiddly-um-bum-bum-bum-bum. Stick it in your family, album.
Stick it in your family, stick it in your family.
Stick it in your family, album.
Thank you, Maggie. I certainly remember seeing Tommy Steele in Half a Sixpence. It was a great favourite of mine.